Russia says that its troops have killed more than 70 fighters who staged an attack in the Belgorod region, which borders Ukraine. The local headquarters of Russia's security service, the FSB, is said to have been targeted. Evacuated residents have been warned not to return home until they're told it's safe. Now, it's the most significant incursion into Russia since Moscow invaded Ukraine 15 months ago. Two groups called the Liberty of Russia Legion and the Russian Volunteer Corps say they're behind the Belgorod attack. Jonah Hull has more.
A cross-border raid apparently carried out by ethnic Russians on Russian territory. There is much about these images that doesn't seem to fit. Yet armed men from two groups called the Russia Volunteer Corps and the Liberty of Russia Legion claim to have captured several towns close to the Ukrainian border. Forward units, they reported on Twitter, had entered the town of Grayvoron, home to a Russian military base, where they used drones to attack the local headquarters of Russia's security service, the FSB. These pictures cannot be independently verified. Video on social media purports to show two men making their escape in a captured armored vehicle. The fighters describe themselves as Russian citizens opposed to the Kremlin. They can be seen here wearing Ukrainian insignia in a video statement posted on social media. The statement rails against dictatorship and official corruption in Russia, in what some observers see as a possible prelude to Ukraine's long-anticipated counter-offensive.
I think there's three aims of an action like we've seen in Belgorod. Firstly, it's to tie down, to fix as many Russian forces in the area as possible so that they can't man areas where Ukraine may actually attack. Secondly, it's to show to Russians across their media that actually the war has come to Russia on their territory in a small way. And finally, to embarrass Putin.
The attacks sparked the evacuation of Russian citizens from the area as the authorities said a counter-terrorism operation was underway. These images were later released by the Defense Ministry, Russia's retaliation, it said, claiming to have killed dozens of fighters. Residents later said they'd never seen anything like it. First guns, then mortars. Machine guns, said this man. It was full-on fighting. Bloodstains were testament to casualties, although the specifics are unclear. Speaking to reporters by phone, the Kremlin spokesman said the attackers were Ukrainian.
Look, they are Ukrainian militants from Ukraine. There are many ethnic Russians living in Ukraine, but they are Ukrainian militants anyway.
In response, Ukraine said it had, quote, nothing to do with it. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.
Moscow-based journalist Yulia Shapovalova has the latest on what the Kremlin is saying about the attack.
The Ministry of Defense blamed Kyiv for the attacks. In their latest statement, they said after Kyiv suffered a defeat in Artyomovsk, that's the Russian name of Bakhmut, several days ago, they've switched to carrying out terrorist attacks against the civilian population of Russia. It began on Monday, and after heavy shelling, a unit of Ukrainian nationalists invaded Russian territory. That's according to the Russian Defense Ministry. And as we understand, as a result of the shelling, two Russian soldiers were killed, four more injured. The attacks continued on Tuesday. The governor of the Belgorod region said that on Tuesday morning, the Ukrainian military fired at residential buildings with multiple launch rocket systems and used drones. The so-called Liberty of Russia Legion has claimed responsibility for the attacks. They are considered a terrorist and extremist organization here in Russia, and they are said to be part of the Ukrainian armed forces, consisting allegedly of ethnic Russian volunteers. They say their goal is to free Russia and change its political system. And according to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, Russia's special military operation in Ukraine is designed to prevent cases like that one from happening in the future. And speaking about ethnic Russians in the group that attacks the Belgorod region, he said that all of them are Ukrainian militants.